to Webster Griffin Tarpley. Continuing your phone calls. We haven't even gotten into the ace in the hole the establishment has. Staged crises. So it's all coming up in the next 30 minutes or so with our guests. And we've got some other video clips and news I want to cover after he leaves us near the end of this transmission. We're going to go to Johan, Anthony, Annie, and others, Robert, in just a moment. Webster, you're talking about ending the Fed. I mean, this is so criminal, so obviously corrupt. It's coming out that Congress is subpoenaing over Bank of America, ordering them to buy up different assets, different brokerage firms. Because, you know, the big mega bankers at the Volcker or Kissinger or David Rockefeller level, they're always in the news. In fact, Volcker's in the news today in Bloomberg at press conferences blaming the CEOs, blaming the brokerage firm heads. Who aren't they just hired captains or mercenaries for the larger investment groups? And isn't this the elite trying to throw a few little bankers or middle-sized bankers to the wolves to throw the wolves off of their trail, the bloodhounds off of their trail? What's going on here?
The fascist corporate state, and it is a government-sponsored compulsory cartel. It obeys the logic of finance, right, of Wall Street in this case. A government-sponsored compulsory cartel for the purpose of driving down production. You see that in Detroit. Factories close. Driving down wages. The UAW has had to eat tremendous losses, right? They've been driven down to sweatshop wage levels. So you're going to drive down production, you're going to drive down wages, and you're going to prop up the fictitious derivatives and the other fictitious pieces of paper capital that are floating around. Notice the big robbery in the Detroit business with General Motors in particular was a $6 billion payment in cash was made to Citibank and J.P. Morgan Chase, while the UAW, instead of getting guaranteed health care from General Motors, they got some shares of General Motors stock, which I think are likely to be worthless. So the risk was shifted off of General Motors and shifted onto the UAW. Another good example that people who say that Obama is helping the unions must be standing on their heads, because he's doing the opposite. He's destroyed the UAW. He's driven down their wages. He's taken away their benefits. He's looted their health care funds, and he's going to do the same thing with the teachers union. So Obama is a consummate union buster, so much so that a lot of people can't even see what he's doing. But the UAW basically voted themselves out of existence as any kind of an industrial union. But this is all part of the corporate state. You've got to create a cartel. It means you've got to discipline the others. A lot of little fish are going to get fed to a lot of big fish. The winners are picked by the government, right, based on, well, J.P. Morgan Chase is a winner. Goldman Sachs is a winner. Citibank looks more and more like a loser. Bank of America, probably a loser. And naturally, the squawking you hear from Wall Street is from the people who are on the losing end. Look at Washington Mutual Bank, right, the savings bank, fed to J.P. Morgan Chase. A lot of people very, very upset about that. Or Bank of America told, you're going to eat the losses of Merrill Lynch, right? This is all the disciplining that goes on in, again, the fascist corporate state, because that's the only way to describe it.
So if they are unopposed, would they reduce us to Stone Age, running around in loincloths while they're in armored compounds and in high technology reservations away from us? I mean, because that's what they describe in their white papers, while they, I guess, have hunter-killer robots out, like Zardoz hunting us down or something?
Well, I mean, it might eventually come to that. But what you can see right now with Obama is the following.
Now, I was being somewhat sarcastic, but Webster, my point is, I mean, is there just no end to their thieving? They'll destroy all of civilization for themselves.
Again, the $1.5 quadrillion derivatives bubble is a black hole, and you can shovel all the austerity loot and sacrifices and cuts into that you want. It's still going to be bankrupt. So that means they're going to gouge Medicare and Medicaid. And then, says ORSAG, they're going to go on and start reducing your Social Security pension, which for a lot of people is going to be the only thing
they because
have.
None of the taxes you pay will go to any services now. It's all the debt created
debt
out of
service.
Nothing by the bankers. Stay there.
And derivatives bailouts.
Yeah, derivatives bailouts. Going to come back and blitz through the phone calls on the other side, Webster Griffin Tarpley.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Webster Griffin Tarpley is our guest. I want to hurry through your phone calls so I can get into, separate from Webster's solutions and ideas he's got, where he sees them taking us, and politically as a realist, how he sees things unfolding. Because I agree with him, without some type of stage crises or terror attacks, Obama is a political commodity that is losing value by the day, and you will see an acceleration. We've seen him lose, depending on the poll gauge, 20 to 30 plus points in the last 3 months. And we see an acceleration in that loss. So that's important. That's coming up in a few minutes. Right now, let's talk to Johan in Europe. Thanks for holding, Johan.
I would like Webster Tarpley to explain how the state of Israel could influence the country of Cyprus to prevent Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney's second attempt to break the illegal blockade of Gaza. Tonight, she's going to be on Mike Rivero, What Really Happened. As even before the boat had docked at the Cyprus port, there was an official waiting there with papers saying that it was unseaworthy, even before he had even taken a look at it. How could this little country have so much influence on Cyprus, which is in
it? Yeah, well, I'm envious of Mike. I know Cynthia McKinney, and our people always say, oh, she'll come on, and then it always falls through, but I'm going to get an interview set up with her, but I appreciate your call. Yeah, Israel ramming her boat. She's trying to bring medical supplies in to Gaza. And then I did see a blurb about now they won't even let her into Cyprus. And it's pretty obvious the United States and Israeli lobby is very, very strong over the police state that is Cyprus. But let's get Webster's comment on that.
Well, I certainly condemn the Israeli blockade of Gaza, and I condemn what the Israelis did there. They killed about 1,500 people, and you didn't see the U.S. media screaming about 1,500 people dead, as they have now about a much smaller number, as far as we know, in Iran. And I would also point out that what Obama and Netanyahu are talking about is not really a two-state solution, but it's actually a kind of Bantustan, where there would be a limited sovereignty or maybe autonomy, self-administration, Bantustan for the Palestinians. I think what you've got to have is an independent Palestinian state with real sovereignty. But again, none of that will work without an economic development program for the area. There's got to be a Marshall Plan for the entire Middle East, or nothing else will work.
And if that would have been done 60 years ago, all this fighting wouldn't have happened. The people are in starvation level. And you're going to continue to have incredible conflict, which is what the bomb makers, which is what the defense establishment wants. They love a few hot zones they can dump weapon systems into. I mean, this is really just business.
And, of course, Obama's Cairo speech had nothing in terms of economics for the Palestinians. And the big, you know, the unemployment in these areas is 50-60%. It's out of this world.
But Webster, doesn't that fit, though, with the Obama model of, he says, I'm going to be friendly to the Middle East and Persia, and then they launch the CIA destabilization. Whatever he says, it's the opposite. So he does the emotional salve so there's not a blowback on the West, and so there's a debate about whether we did this or not, when obviously they did. Go ahead.
The idea with Obama is he's trying to appear to do a favor for the Arabs and the Palestinians. He's really not doing anything. With the goal, then, of using them as dupes, again, kamikaze puppets against China, cut off the oil, Russia, pick a fight with Russia any way you can. So it's not a good deal. It's pure demagogy. It's more of that trickery and dissembling that we've talked about as the hallmark of Obama.
Absolutely. Okay, let's go to Anthony in California. Anthony, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's an honor to talk to you. I got seven questions I'd like to ask. First of all, I heard you guys talking about bulldozing cities and towns in California. I live in California. What can I do? The second thing is, I live on a naval base where military laws every day. You're not allowed to own a gun. Third of all, how do I make a big impact that's wake up more people, influence the government with no money? Fourth of all, how do I arm myself for under $20 if I can? Fifth of all, front sight training, unfortunately, is far too expensive for me and my father. It's $1,000. My dad doesn't even make that much. What can I do? Number six, if North Korea strikes with a nuclear weapon and it's total martial law and the police come and try to take me and my dad away, what can I do? And fifth, I want to make a comment. There was an episode of a show called Star Trek Enterprise where there was this Terran Empire, a parallel universe version of the Federation of Planets, that basically everything they're doing now, the New World Order, is what they do in that show. It's got an Earth with a logo is a sword where the handle is above the North Pole and the blade tip is below.
All right, let me try to answer that. I mean, that was I didn't even have time to write all those questions. You ask about how to get firearms training. There are a lot of free manuals online. Frontsight.com has some. If you can afford a firearm, I would suggest for training something like a single shot 22. You can get decent ones for like $100. Go out, shooting range. 22 rounds are very inexpensive. Learn how to shoot with that. And then you can buy something else a little more high-powered if you want. But for training, there are a lot of manuals, online training, simple safety stuff, how to use a firearm. I mean, there was just so many questions in there. I mean, let's take the false flag stage terror situation. The controllers, the oligarchs could stage a nuke attack and say that North Korea had done it. They could do anything. That's why the head of ABB, Rumsfeld, gave the reactors to North Korea to begin with. That's why the West helped arm Pakistan. This is all part of destabilization, so they can then play the part of the saviors later. Webster Tarpley.
Let me just say, in the 1930s, what you see is when you get depression, really serious economic depression of the type we're going to have increasingly, if you don't solve the depression and fight the depression and defeat it and get a recovery and some kind of turn towards prosperity, then you get the fall into dictatorship, right? Germany, best example. But every place in Europe obviously went in some form of dictatorship or just about every place. If you want to avoid that, you've got to address the economic crisis. You've got to end the economic crisis. The only way you do that is with these American system or New Deal measures. The Austrian side argues, well, we've got to let the depression play out. We've got to let it take its course, right? We can't do anything about it. It's part of a cycle, and the cycle is not controllable by us. No, we can and we must. So the Tobin tax, stop foreclosures, usury laws, and things like this. You've got to defend civilization in California through political action, and that's what I recommend. Political action. Be political. Right? Whatever else you do, do all these other things if that's what you think is required. But the one thing you've got to have is political action, and it's got to be programmatic. And generally speaking, the problem, is, as we see, is that the right-wing critique of Obama doesn't get anywhere. And you can see this because this is what Obama loves. He's always talking about Hannity and Limbaugh and all these characters. This is the opposition that he desires. He wants you to have to choose between Limbaugh and Obama. That's a terrible choice. That helps Obama to stabilize himself. What I think is likely to happen is a left-wing challenge, some kind of a New Deal challenge to Obama coming out of the Democratic Party in the same way that Ted Kennedy, weak vessel though he was, to be sure, Ted Kennedy gave Carter a real serious challenge, which then crippled Carter. I think that is what might happen in the Democratic Party, say, towards the end of next year.
All right, let's take another phone call here. Let's talk to Annie in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you both. First, an observation, a quick one. You know, a couple of months ago, all the mainstream media outlets were pushing Twitter, remember? I mean, it was so orchestrated. It was like when all of the corporations came out with the, boxes of goods on the store shelf in three languages, you know. But now they're saying, oh, this Twitter revolution in Iran, it makes me so sick that it's so orchestrated.
Well, by the way, ma'am, that's not your opinion. The State Department and the CIA admit that they were running Twitter during this and even stopped Twitter from doing regular maintenance that might shut down Twitter for a few hours one night when this was happening. And now these were artificial Twitters telling people they lost the election that had been stolen from them. It was all staged. The external polls, nothing to do with the Iranian government, showed that Ahmadinejad was the winner. And this was a way to then get these youth swarming adolescent masses, as Webster rightly calls them, to go out, and then suddenly our government's all for revolution while it puts out Department of Homeland Security reports saying protesting is illegal. Webster, have you seen these documents where they're saying the Army's being taught all protest is illegal and they're going to be shutting it down? I mean, they're certainly getting ready for martial law, but I don't see them getting away with it.
Well, the irony is that the U.S. foreign policy is now based on mob rule. What's their prescription for Iran? They say, we want mob rule. Forget about elections. We want mobs. We want rioters. The irony is, of course, then that the same television channels were confronted with real vote fraud in the United States in the year 2000, in Florida and other places, in 2004, in Ohio. Vote fraud in favor of Bush. When they were confronted with real vote fraud, they ignored it. They didn't have any time for that, right? They just swept that aside. So they have no credibility, and the Iranian thing is just a big fraud. And Twitter, I guess, is a cultural campaign. And as you're right, the State Department and the CIA obviously run, or at least partially run, Twitter. So don't believe anything you see on Twitter. It's also great when you turn on CNN and they're reporting what's on Twitter. Twitter is a sewer where anybody can float anything they want and have it reported then on CNN.
Well, I mean, it's clear but it's come out. I'm sure you've seen the articles, Webster, just admitting CIA and State Department run Twitter. I mean, it's their tool.
And it doesn't stop there, right? You look at Google, look at some others.
It's amazing. Ma'am, anything else?
I don't have.
Well,
to
stay there. Stay there. We're going to come back to you. Webster Griffin Tarpley's our guest. We'll talk about false flag terror as well.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back on the network, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., retransmitted to Genesis. Replayed back-to-back on the internet streams at InfoWars.com 24-7. And I come in Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 to 7 Eastern, right here on the GCN Radio Network. I'm going to hold Tarpey a few minutes in the next hour to finish up with False Flag Terror after we're done with calls, and we're going to let him go. Really appreciate his detailed analysis and breakdown today of where he sees the world and how things are unfolding. Great perspective always. Let's go back to Annie in New York. You had one other question, Annie?
Yeah, and it just give me a minute and I'll get off the phone and he can answer. You know, you've got the CIA and the corporate media with Operation Mockingbird. Congress has been bought off by the corporations. The courts are corrupt. Homeland Security has bought off law enforcement. You know, this the biggest story of the decade should have been about that FEMA videographer, Kurt Sonnenfeld. And, you know, Webster thinks that we can do it through elections when we know that all these computerized voting machines are rigged. You know, people say when push comes to shove, gee, aren't we there yet?
Well, that's certainly the pessimism of the intelligence, but I think you've got to supplement that with the optimism of the will. I don't say through voting alone, but through a mass movement. In other words, get political and have a program. You've got to know how to end the depression, and slogans will not do it. Free market won't do it. You know, big government is bad. That won't do it. You've got to know what you want. It's got to be very specific.
Well, I know at least this. I know we can do at least this, and it's simple and it's true. The private bankers, the Federal Reserve, they did this. It's their fault. Their
right.
answer is more of the same, expanding what they're doing, audit the Fed, arrest the bankers, prosecute them. The Federal Reserve broke the law with this Bank of America thing. That's like Bush breaking the law with warrantless wiretapping. He tries to get Congress to pass
exactly.
a retroactive. That's what this federal takeover of the Federal Reserve is. This reform is them trying to legalize the crimes they've already committed. Arrest the bastards. Get that drumbeat going. In the Fed, arrest the Fed. And then, with them removed, we can just having them off our back will then open a vacuum of, okay, what's the solution? But until you arrest these bastards, I don't see anything happening.
Yeah, and add to that, who should pay for the depression? This is a depression. Who should pay? The bankers say, Obama said, we should pay, we should have Medicare, Medicaid gouged, we should lose our Social Security pensions, we should have the descent into barbarism, old people on welfare should die, what you're seeing in California. Who should pay for the depression?
By the way, you're not just saying that. You're not just saying that. Biden has said that. Daschle wrote a book saying old people don't get brain surgery. Ma'am, I appreciate your call. I mean, you cannot make up how evil these people are. And again, they use the right wing to say no welfare, nothing, you know, all taxing is stealing, and at a certain level it is. But then they use that phony right wing argument to make sure all the tax money instead just goes to offshore banks and we get none of it. I mean, it is just, and the left is saying tax the middle class, they're the enemy when that's the main engine. I mean, it's everything is engineered to consolidate power. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Robert in Texas, and Robert in California and others, but we have an endless. We have a call from Italy. We'll go to next for that. Go ahead, Robert in Texas.
Hi, Mr. Jones, Mr. Tarpley. Pleasure to talk to y'all today. I'm going to go through just something real quick here. In regards to what the last lady said, I think that if everybody does just a little bit or just what they can, that'll make a difference. I mean, a bucket of water is not a lot, but a million buckets of water is a torrent. And with that being said, I have called before because I do every once in a while I try to get on the radio shows, the mainstream radio shows, and put a little truth on there. And I was able to get into Sean Hannity's show. I was able to get by his screener and talk about how the Bilderberg Conference fixes the oil prices and how Mr. Tucker and Mr. Esselin were able to predict that 2 years before the huge spike last summer.
Yeah, no, I put that in Endgame. What did he say when the what's documented in Endgame came out? Did he just say it didn't exist and hung up?
Well, what happened was I called him. I had the video up on my channel. It's Funkmaster 5. I've called here before, and that's 5 spelt out, not the number.
Okay.
He started ranting about conspiracies, and he even mentioned a mothership UFO flying around or something like that. And then he hung up on me promptly before I could mention Endgame because I had plenty more to say, but he cut me off pretty quick.
Well, that's what they do. I mean, Hannity admits they're trying to set up a Bank of the World, New World Order, and he says, oh, we're right, but only because he has to give us lip service. The rest of the time he's there trying to discredit us. Webster, this isn't going to work anymore. There is a world empire being set up, and they can't deny it.
Look, I was at a conference recently. I put a picture of Lewis of Bank of America, Blank Fine of Goldman Sachs, Pandit of Citibank. I said, whoever gets all three gets a copy of my new book, Surviving the Cataclysm. Nobody could name all three. And I suggested, read less about flying saucers and more about your class enemies. Those are the bankers.
Absolutely. They are criminals. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascist.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive, the number 21.com now.
All right, I want to get into some financial news, break down briefly what I think happened with that governor, play some clips. I went to 4 hours a year ago because I wanted more time, and now it seems like 4 hours isn't enough. That's probably my fault. Going back to Webster Griffin Tarpley and a few final calls, and then he wants to talk some about this news about could there be a bank holiday? Because we've been hearing about and confirming that the embassies are being told dump their cash, their U.S. dollars, and buy up the local currency. Now, is that for war? Is that for a bank holiday coming? We'll get Tarpley's brief comments on that in a moment and talk some about false flag terror, the ace in the hole for the establishment that we've got to expose. As he says, break that tool by exposing that tool so they can't do that to make people rally around the system and run into the skirts of the establishment. But Salvatore in Italy, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Salvatore. Welcome.
Hi. I'd like to talk with Webster Tarpley.
You're on the air with him.
Avanti. Ciao Webster, senti, ti posso parlare in italiano? Volevo
maybe
una domanda
you know, why don't
volo.
You say it? Maybe I can make it real quick. I'll translate it for you. But quick.
Okay. non so, volevo sapere se stavi seguendo la vicenda politica di Berlusconi in Italia e degli
attacchi. The question is, am I following Berlusconi? What's happening?
Yeah, why are they doing the scandal with the hookers?
È chiaramente un attacco che proviene dalle centrali inglesi e londinesi nei confronti di Berlusconi.
This is an attack that comes from the British and the London intelligence centers. I think we understand the question, Salvatore. Let me just answer. Berlusconi is the most pro-Russian of all the European leaders. And this is a tradition in Italy. It goes back to the 20s and 30s. Even under fascism, you had companies like Fiat and others going into Russia, Soviet Union then, building things. Berlusconi is a big guy for the South Stream pipeline, which is the pro-Russian pipeline, as against the Nabucco pipeline, which is the imperialist U.S., British, and European Central Bank. So
yeah,
I think
all these guys have girlfriends, and they're all allowed to have them, and boyfriends, as long as they don't get out of line. The minute they do, like an Elliot Spitzer or this other Governor Mark Sanford, it's over. Are you saying that's happening with Berlusconi?
Yeah, obviously. He's the most pro-Russian of all the Europeans. He's the best from this point of view. In other words, he wants the obvious thing for Europe is promote east-west trade, promote energy exchange, European technology.
Okay, so he was good for Bush in one of the few allies to want to go into Iraq, but now he's out of favor. I mean, is that what you're saying, Salvatore?
Well, he's an opportunist, of course. He's an opportunist. During the Gulf War, he was, you got to remember, who's giving you the nuclear umbrella? One of the things he was interested in was maintaining a U.S. nuclear umbrella over Italy. But the other thing is, if you look at where the Italian troops went, they went to the Italian-owned Eni, the state oil company, ENI. They went to guard the Eni oil wells in Iraq. They didn't do anything else. They were just there to secure Italian interests. And then Bush said, oh, they're joining us on the fighting front. They didn't do the fighting front.
I understand they hyped all that. I mean, you could have a, you know, maid from Czechoslovakia, Czech Republic, and they'd say the Czechs were supporting. Does that answer your question, or do you have any other comments, Salvatore?
I want to say that is the Sunday Times and the Times of London who are attacking prominently against Berlusconi, and the owner of this
Rupert Murdoch. Yeah, no, it's Rupert Murdoch going around talking to the hookers. Yes,
he has a lot of problem with the Sky Network TV paper. No, come si dice.
Satellite. Yes.
Salvatore, let me propose, if Berlusconi wants to fight back, he should invite Larry Sinclair to come to Italy and tell his story and see how that stacks up against the alleged peccadilloes of Berlusconi. Take the offense. The defense is always hopeless, as Paolo Sarpi
said.
Well,
I mean, most of the elite in the United States like men, and they're probably mad that he likes 20-year-old blondes or something. I don't know. But it's very upsetting when he's doing it. That's why they're probably going after... That's probably why Matt Drudge is going after Mark Sanford. If Sanford was dating men, it'd be okay.
I think that's a little bit different, Alex. It seems to me the idea there is just to prevent any national figure who could be a focus of resistance to Obama from emerging.
I was being sarcastic.
I don't see anything good about Sanford. Not taking the stimulus money. He didn't want to pay unemployment benefits to the unemployed people in South Carolina.
Hey, I'm joking, Webster. It's a joke. I understand that. Thank you so much, Salvatore from Italy. Call back again, okay? Ciao. Take care, buddy. I know another word, huh?
There you go.
Hey, I can call my wife in here right now. Get her to speak Italian to you, Tarp. Let's see how good you speak Italian.
Great.
No, I'm not going to drag her in here. She doesn't want to be on TV. I tell you what. Let's bring my wife in and have her speak Italian to Tarpley, but don't put her on TV. She hates being on TV. Will you call her in here? Call Violet in here? Actually, we're going to test your Italian, Tarpley. You're always saying how good you are at it. We're going to test it right now. You know what ciao bombo means? Ciao bumblebee. Ciao. I don't know what ciao bimbo means.
Bimbo, bimbo is strictly speaking a child, but then in the U.S. it means something else.
No, I know. Hey, come on in here. Tarpley, come in here, Violet. Just don't put her on TV. Come on in here. We got to have something original and exciting here on air. Tarpley's in here showing off speaking Italian to Italian listeners. So I want you to speak Italian to Webster Tarpley. Because I was just saying Chow Bumblebee, and he was saying other hard things, I think, mean things towards you. Anyways,
no.
I'm just joking, Tarpley. We know we love you.
Hi, Webster Tarpley.
Here.
Hello
there.
Ciao.
In Italian. Here.
Ciao,
you...
come sta?
Bene, signora.
No.
Quit laughing. Sit in the chair normally instead of leaning over and talk to him.
I don't know what you want me to say.
Just talk to him about the New World Order.
Can we do it in French?
No.
Language.
No, do it in Italian. You're good at Italian. I already talked to Italian.
Non ci piace il New World Order. I don't know what to say. I don't know. Like,
benissimo.
We don't like...
Il nuovo ordine mondiale non lo vogliamo. We don't want
non
the New
vogliamo.
World Order.
No. No per piacere, New World Order.
Niente.
Niente. Okay, ciao.
Ciao.
Tell everybody how handsome I am in Italian.
No.
I'm just having some fun, honey. Hey, is the New World Order not out of control?
It is out of control.
Hey, see if Tarpley speaks some French. Here, let's hear that. Go ahead.
What do you want?
No. Talk to Tarpley about the New World Order in French.
Okay.
Ask him about the stimulus package.
Okay. I don't know what...
much harder.
I don't know how you say stimulus. I guess stimulus. I don't know how you...
No, I don't think so,
no. I can't hear.
Why don't we attack Monsieur Sarkozy soutient le nouveau ordre mondial des Anglo-Américains.
Huh? Okay.
Sarkozy supports the U.S.-British New World Order.
Right. Uh-huh.
So talk about Sarkozy being a puppet in French. Go ahead.
Il est un poupée. Il est un marionnette.
Un fantoche.
Je sais pas.
Sarkozy, c'est un fantoche de Londres et de Washington.
Okay.
Quelle honte. Quelle honte pour les Français. What a shame for the French.
Quelle honte, yes. Quelle honte pour eux. Oui, c'est vrai.
Quelle honte.
C'est terrible. Il est terrible. Voilà. Okay.
Just having some fun. We got to have occasional craziness, honey. Good job.
C'était un plaisir de vous parler. Et c'est vraiment, c'était fou, hein?
Hey, say, long live the Republic, death to the New World Order in French.
How do you say that, Mr. Tarpley?
Vive la République.
Et mort à
en bas le nouveau ordre économique mondial.
Voilà.
Tarpley, something else. Hey, let's see how Tarpley does on the Spanish. And then let's do...
Here, I never made any claims, Alex.
Let's do the Denmark speak.
The Denmark?
Alex, we may be losing listeners with all this.
Oh, whatever, Tarpley. You got to have a little fun every once in a while. We've been serious for 2.5 hours.
That's right.
Anyways, I thought I would... me and Charlie Sheen were sitting in one banquet room... through the wall, listening to you talk to some Italian lady for like an hour while we were sitting there drinking coffee, and we found it to be quite entertaining. So you're an interesting guy, Tarpley.
Thank you.
You bet. Now, I don't have the time to take any more calls, but I do want to spend a few minutes here with you, specifically getting into false flag terror.
Couldn't we do the bank holiday, since this is what I prepared?
No. I mean, do both. Go ahead. Just go ahead.
Okay. The bank holiday, the reason I want to mention the bank holiday is because there should be a bank holiday in the following sense, that any Friday, Sheila Bair should go and shut down the top money center banks, starting with J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, Bank of America. And she doesn't do it. And that's the whole secret of this system, is to keep them going as zombie banks when they should be shut down because they are so bankrupt. The stress test that was done, as we learn, completely ignored the question of derivatives. And that's like saying, you know, if you weren't head over heels in debt, you wouldn't be bankrupt. Well, the point is, you are head over heels in debt, and you are bankrupt if you're one of these zombie bankers. So this is what is not done. Now, the notion of the bank holiday, this has been around now for the last 6 months, because clearly the U.S. banking system is completely bankrupt. What you've got to remember, though, is that the Roosevelt bank holiday did not close any banks. Those banks were already shut down. The whole banking system had ground to a halt on the night before Roosevelt took office. It all comes out of the British default on gold in September 1931. You then had 2,300 U.S. banks blow up, go bankrupt during 1931. And then you had this rolling regional crisis. It goes to Chicago in the summer of 1932, then to Nevada, then to Louisiana, then to Michigan, and then finally... New York shuts down on the last day of Hoover, and then Illinois shuts down. So by the time
Roosevelt... Do you think we're going to see that here?
I don't think so, because I think that's the whole idea of Obama is to keep this system of zombie banks open. And again, I write about this in my newest book, Surviving the Cataclysm. I have a whole chapter, Models of Disintegration, mm-hmm. which is about the 1932-33 banking crisis.
You know what? I'll have you back on in the next few weeks just specifically about that for
Wonderful.
The 2 hours.
Thank you.
And we're almost out of time, but I do want to briefly get you
to One last thing, though, is what's coming is a dollar crisis. In other words, the reason the U.S. embassies are selling dollars is there's going to be a dollar panic. There's going to be a rush to the exit sometime soon. Everybody tries to dump dollars. It would be very much in the interest of the world to have that not be chaotic, but to find a way to repatriate the dollars. Let's say you could say to China, look, you want to do health care in rural China. We can sell you 1,000 U.S.-made hospitals with everything in them, turnkey hospitals, so you can improve health conditions in rural China or in rural Russia, because they have a lot of dollars, too. In other words, let them buy things, capital goods, real big improvements, right? Things that will permanently help them, not consumer goods. Or
sure, we're just out of time here, so we're going to have to cut that off there. Specifically, false flag terror, quickly.
Well, it could be anything, right? We look at the pattern inside this country. We had Cho at Virginia Tech in the spring of 2007, so you can have college students as terrorists. You've had a whole bunch of Columbine-type events. They've been going on in the background. And now more recently you've had this Van Braun, right, the guy at the Holocaust Museum here in the United States. And they attack him as being a 9/11 a truther and a birther, somebody who's interested in the question of Obama's birth certificate, sort of the stuff that Phil Berg has been looking into in his law cases. So
that looks staged to me.
These are all patsies. Every one of them is a patsy. That goes without saying. But then you could also have false flag terror, obviously targeting the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, Russia, China, people in Central Asia, people
India.
Like this. India, possibly. More likely Pakistan. I mean, more likely the new enemies list, where India is...
I meant activate some of the Hindu terror groups, blame it on Muslims.
Right. Oh, yes, precisely. And that's exactly what was done, right? That was Mumbai last summer, in the past year. So the door for that is open. Again, the line from the ruling elite was, as Andrew Sullivan said it in the Atlantic Monthly, with Bush, nobody would believe him. You couldn't do false flag anymore because nobody would believe Bush. They would accuse him of incompetence, or some would even say you did it yourself as a provocation. So the door for this, from the point of view of the U.S. ruling elite, is open. I don't think in the world that's true. In other words, I don't think people are going to believe Obama very much more than they would have believed Bush. But the danger is that the people in Wall Street and the Council on Foreign Relations and these people, the State Department, they believe that they might be able to get away with this now. So we have to be very vigilant. And, of course, don't be stampeded no matter what happens.
All right, Webster, great job. Thanks for spending 2 hours and 40 minutes with us. We'll talk to you again soon. And you're in the Obama deception and in the upcoming Obama film.
Right, and more power to you with these documentaries. They're a tremendous ingredient in changing the political climate.
Well, more power to you and the listeners who are getting them out there to people. Take care, Webster.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Okay, now I want to come back and into Sanford because I promised to do it briefly with his weird Illuminati comments and things and his Bilderberg Group connection. But then why are they burning him? Did he go against them or something? Just the way the media built this up, where is he, and then brought out it was with a woman, that's clearly a psyop because him with a woman by itself isn't big national news. That's coming up. But for 2 minutes before I go to break, Ted Anderson, he's been holding for like 10 while I held Tarpley over because I wanted to have Ted back on. Gold and silver went up again today, but Ted has the price of gold that he bought when it was $20 lower and silver when it was lower, and he can pass that savings on to you. And in these uncertain times, it's win-win-win-win-win. Ted sells this to you right at his cost, ladies and gentlemen. He sells it from when he bought it earlier at a lower price, still at a lower price now, and he supports this network, what we're doing. Get into gold and silver. If it's 10 gold coins or 10 silver coins or one gold coin or one silver coin, get into it physically holding it. Ted, you still, for a little while longer, you told me, got some of the coins left at the lower price.
That's exactly what I have right now, Alex. We got the prices lower. We quoted them yesterday. We both have seen gold and silver go up today. Again, I'm holding the prices just exactly where they were yesterday. The Lakota coin right now, $19.70. Silver went over 14 cents or $14 an ounce. That pushes that coin over $20. In addition to this, we still have the British sovereigns and francs. They're at 275 for the British sovereign. The franc is at 222. I have a long array list of other coins that you can ask about if you're interested with the U.S. Eagles, the Maple Leafs, all the different things that we have. Matter of fact, we have a bunch of pandas, which I can't believe. I usually never get those.
Oh, my gosh. What about buffaloes? Got any buffaloes?
Just such a small amount. You can ask for them.
I would, all right. 800-686-2237. A few weeks ago, I did an offer. And I had the internal sheet from Midas of what it was, where you guys were making, what, 60 cents per silver coin profit, and on gold it was like $5 a coin. I mean, folks, it's razor thin, and with the market up, Ted's losing money because he's not selling it at the higher amount. He's selling it from the lower amount he bought it, even though gold and silver's gone up. So there's hardly any markup on it, and that's when gold and silver was lower. This is really a great deal on the coins Ted just offered. So brokers will be there till midnight tonight. 800-686-2237. Don't trust the bankers. With all the stuff that's going on in the world, get some liquid, portable, private insurance, ladies and gentlemen. 800-686-2237. And you heard him. He's got some of those great coins at great prices. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Stay with us. Final segment straight ahead. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
All right, South Carolina, 9/11 truth. In January of this year, talked to Governor Mark Sanford, and he really acts like a genuine person. I mean, you're watching his body language. It comes off as real truthful. I got invited to Bilderberg. It's really a bunch of powerless old men. They're kind of pathetic. David Rockefeller's yesterday's news And then they're like, but Bernanke was there, and Paulson was there, and all these other guys. He's like, who's the other guy? Geithner. And then he kind of acts a little deceptive. And I don't know, this Sanford guy is a very interesting character, I'll tell you that. I'd even forgotten that he'd been at the 2008 Bilderberg that I covered in Chantilly, Virginia, that we actually cover in the Obama deception. That's the type of stuff that's in this film. I'd forgotten about that. So here's part of that clip. And then there's another clip where he gives this weird speech at a tea party about the all-seeing eye of God and all this stuff. But what's clear here is they hyped up, where is he, to get a big national controversy going, to then say it was his girlfriend. So they wanted to destroy him. The establishment wanted to do this. So is it because he made fun of David Rockefeller? I don't know. Here it is.
Back in early June, your name surfaced on the attendee list of the 2008 Bilderberg meeting that was held at the Westfield Marriott in Chantilly, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us find it strange that the entire three-day conference is completely blacked out of all mainstream news outlets every year. There are many citizens that are concerned about secrecy. Here's why. At the 2005 meeting in Munich, leaked talking points indicated that Bilderberg expected oil prices to surge over the next 12 months, which is exactly what happened. We also know that from the 2006 meeting in Ottawa, it came out ahead of time that the subprime mortgage bubble was going to burst, which is exactly what happened. My question for you is, what did you guys talk about up there, and in your opinion, Governor, why isn't the media allowed to report on the Bilderberg meeting?
Sure. I don't know. I think there's a lot of intrigue and conspiracy theory on that one that really doesn't exist, at least based on my limited experience. And I can't speak for what's happened there over the years. I was invited by a friend. He said, you'll learn a lot. It was apparently originally set up after World War II to try and keep the link between Europe and America from the standpoint of keeping the conversation going. That's largely what went on. And so, with all due respect to conversation, there were a bunch of guys who thought they were smart, saying, hey, I think this or I think that, but
right.
I mean, I'm coming. I guess I'd say I'm never, regardless of who it's with the exception of maybe terrorists, I don't think conversation is a bad thing. None of these people had the keys to power. They were all folks that, that's not true. There were two senators there, and there were two governors.
Sure.
There was a Republican governor, there was a Democratic
right.
governor. And so they talked about what was going to happen next in the relation with China, what was going to happen next with relation to Europe, what was going to happen next. And so I thought it was interesting. And so I understand that a lot of conservatives are very messed up. I called a number of friends that called me and said, well, why'd you call? I said, well, look, a friend asked. I didn't know there was such a big deal.
Yeah.
If
it was 100 and some of the Hollywood top-notch stars, the media would be swarming that
right,
place.
Right, right.
But this is 100 and some of the most powerful power brokers across the world.
But they're really not. In other words, I just, with all due respect to the folks
like David Rockefeller and...
David Rockefeller is a yesterday's news kind of guy. I mean, David Rockefeller...
Henry Paulson was there, Ben Bernanke. I mean, that's some heavy hitters there. So
maybe they were. They weren't there.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, were they?
Absolutely.
Okay. Are you sure about that?
Oh, yeah. I got the list right here.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know who
all
right,
let's stop right about. There. That's enough. And then he looks a little deceptive. But if he is a liar, he's an incredible liar. But see, they bring in politicians they want to kind of vet for just like five-hour meetings. But it goes on for 3 days. See, just because you've been an attendee doesn't mean you're part of the New World Order. But if you're a member, definitely. Now, I don't have time to play it. I'll play it tomorrow. We've got the clip up on Infowars.com. This one right here, where he's talking about all-seeing eyes of God and all this weird New World Order stuff. So something's going on with the Sanford guy. We're watching it. Free transmission starts now at Infowars.com. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.